Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, David Campbell, aka Marty Marr, and welcome to the Please Miss Hames Give Me an A on This podcast. We are back on episode 2. Thank you for coming back. If you don't know how this works, this is all about celebrity news and sports news. I'm new to this. Remember that. I'm trying my best, so give me some slack. But let's get right into it. Our first topic of the day is about Travis Scott. You know, the only couple people actually pay attention to besides Kim Kardashian and Kanye is Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. Kylie Jenner accuses Travis of cheating. Apparently, this is so big. Travis Scott postponed his Astroworld concert in Buffalo, New York, and he went back to LA to deal with it himself. Travis Scott denies that he is cheating. Also, if you didn't know, he canceled the concert, saying that he was sick, pretty much. He was sick and he just lied to everyone, pretty much. So I'm pretty sure everyone in New York that wanted to go to that concert was pretty sad. But knowing Travis Scott, he's a good dude. I seen him on the show with LeBron, or the shop, my fault, on with LeBron. He's a good dude. You know, he's determined to be the best. I respect Travis Scott, even though I don't like his music. I like some of his music, but I believe he's a good person, because if you've seen on Instagram all the things he does for Kylie Jenner, it's ridiculous. Like, he had this hallway full of flowers and a big heart where you walk through it, and Kylie Jenner videotaped it, put it on Instagram. But so I doubt he's cheating, honestly. But the next topic of the day is Luke Perry, star of Riverdale and Beverly Hills, was hospitalized for having a stroke. A bunch of the co-stars have him in his prayers. I hope he gets better. You know, it's tough being in the hospital. Obviously, I've been through some things like that. I've had family members in the hospital, you know, and it's tough. I hope he's going through it. I hope he survives. I hope he does good. And next topic of the day, the Lakers with LeBron, arguably the greatest player of all time, have gone 4-6 at their last 10 games. They are 4 games behind the Clippers, and LeBron a couple days ago says he's going in playoff mode. No one thinks he's going to the playoffs. If he doesn't make the playoffs, this will be the second time not making the playoffs in his whole career. I hope LeBron makes it. I'm a big LeBron fan, honestly, but I hope he went to the Sixers. If he went to the Sixers, it would have been an easy dub. Even though probably Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, if you don't know who they are, look it up. But they probably would have went to the Lakers instead of LeBron. You know, everything would have changed up. But I believe LeBron can make it if he doesn't get injured again. Because LeBron could carry pretty much any team to the finals if he wanted to. But it's going to be tough because he's in the West. So him in the West with the Warriors, the Rockets, my favorite team, just in case you want to know. You know, the Nuggets, the Thunder, they're all good teams, and I'm pretty sure LeBron could do it, but it's gonna be tough for him to get him all the way back through the finals when the West is such a powerhouse conference. And he says he's in playoff mode, but dude hasn't really been playing defense lately. It's kind of tough. The Lakers, I don't even know if they're gonna make it, to be honest with you, but I'm riding for them. I'm not a Lakers fan, but I'm a Rockets fan, but I hope they make it, you know. But our next topic of the day, more info on Jussie Smollett. He has been arrested for real now, but it's not for a long time. He's going to be out in a little bit, but a lot of co-stars said they lost trust in him. Now, a lot of people don't even associate with him now, and I feel kind of bad for him just because these celebrities always making simple mistakes that are ruining their careers. Will Jesse Smollett come back and maybe do shows again? I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure not, because come on now, this is pretty big, especially on homophobia. Everyone is sensitive towards homophobia. So I don't know. I feel for the dude. I hope he gets his career back, even though I'm pretty sure he's not. It's kind of tough. But that's all. I hope the dude survives in prison. But that is all for episode 2. Thank you for coming back. Thank you. Because I could get paid for this podcast, and that would be lit if I got paid. But thank you for coming back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Second Take, aka Please Ms. Hames, give me an A on this podcast. And that is all. I'll see you guys later. Peace. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, David Campbell, aka Marty Marr. Welcome to episode 3 of Please, Ms. Hames, Give Me an A on This podcast. And if you don't know how this works, I'm basically telling you all the celebrity news, all the sports news, anything you want to know. Please go back and watch episode 1 and 2. But episode 1 redo, because I messed that one up. But here we go. We are going in. And our first topic of the day is, in New Zealand, there was a terrorist attack on Christchurch mosaics and leaves 49 dead and 20 seriously injured. 3 people were arrested in connection with the shootings. A 28-year-old man was charged with murder and will appear in court Saturday morning, local time. This is just sad. What is our world becoming nowadays, bro? Like, this is just bad. Like, our world is just so messed up right now. You know, I hope some of y'all wonder, like, why ain't everybody happy? Why everybody gotta do something bad? Like, why can't we all just be happy, like everything the same, you know? We ain't got to do all this. We can do anything we want, you know? But everybody's so complicated nowadays. Everybody doing weird things now, but I guess that's just life. But our next topic of the day is Maroon 5 and Cardi B's Girls Like You hits longevity milestone in top 20 and more hot 100 charts moves. The former 7-week hot 100 number one spins the 40th week in top 20, dipped from number 17 to number 19, becomes just the 6th single in the chart's 60-year history. In the 60-year history to have logged at least 40 weeks in the region. Congratulations to Cardi B. You know, she's a new upcoming star now. And she's dating Offset, one of my favorite rappers, obviously. So I'm rooting for her. And plus, she was on some TV show before this. And now she's doing music. So you already know she making bank. And she's just, Cardi B is a cool person. If y'all don't like Cardi B, I can understand, but she's just out there. But if you, like, for real know her life and all that, she's a cool person. Like, she don't care what nobody, she don't care what nobody say about her. She just does her. That's why you gotta respect her, because she'll do whatever she likes, and she's clearly striving by not listening to y'all. So that's cool. I respect the Cardi B and Maroon 5. I like Maroon 5 too. You know, they made moves like Jagger. That mug went hard. But I haven't really listened to Maroon 5 lately because they got Nick Jagger. That's all I know. But congratulations to them. I'm pretty sure it's about to go down anyways, because there are about to be some fire songs. But that's pretty much it. Next topic of the day, Luke Perry. We talked about him last episode. He was hospitalized after having a stroke, but apparently he died 4 days later. So I didn't watch any of his shows, but I send his family condolences. I feel bad. I don't know if he was a good actor or not, but clearly if he was on two shows, he was a good actor. But you know, it's tough when you lose someone. I'm pretty sure everyone's lost someone in their lives. More than once, some more than others, but I know it's tough losing someone. I've lost someone very close to me, but you know, it's tough. You gotta live life on. I believe the show will be better without Luke Perry. If you didn't know what show he was on Riverdale and Beverly Hills. So definitely go show some support to those shows, you know, just for Luke Perry. Because, you know, I still don't know who he is, but you know, I hope he's good up there, wherever, whatever religion is good for death, you know. I hope he's good up there. So anyways, that's the end of the episode. This is episode 3. Please, Miss Haynes, give me an A on this podcast, aka Second Take. And I hope you guys enjoyed. Please, if you haven't seen any of the other episodes, go watch those. Those are pretty interesting. They may be short, but they interesting. Trust me. But I hope y'all enjoyed this time. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you guys later. Peace. What's up, everyone? It's your host, David Campbell, aka Marty Marr. And I'm here back on this Please, Ms. Haynes, Give Me an A on This podcast. And this is episode 4. I'm glad you came back, or it's your first time listening. What's up? How you doing? I hope you good. I can't hear you, but I hope you good. But if you don't know how this works, I'm telling you, celebrity news, drama, sports news, news, anything you want to hear. But, you know, I hope you have a good day. You know, I'm having a pretty good day, so that means you should have a pretty good day. I'm pretty sure that's how it works, but I'm done acting stupid. We're going to... First topic of the day is we back on Jesse Smollett again. So apparently I got my info wrong. Jesse Smollett, after episode 1 just a few weeks ago, is now facing a lawsuit that could cost him his whole job at Empire. Even though I said that. But the city of Chicago is demanding he pay $130,000 for the overtime required to investigate the now infamous attack. But Jesse and his people already rejected and demand requests. And they are saying the only person owed anything is Jesse, as an apology from the mayor and police superintendent. Jesse is now going to court and hoping the judge says the attack was fake, then he's off the hook. But if he's guilty, then all of his bank accounts will freeze. That's his fault. It's all good. Jesse Smollett, that's his fault. I kind of feel bad, but I don't at the same time, because I know some gay people that would be offended if I said I support the dude, but this is his fault. Like, you can't. I learned that life is about the choices you make. This dude made a terrible choice that ruined his career. So now I'm pretty sure he's gonna learn his lesson. If he's gonna lose all that money, or, well, wait, no, he's not losing the money, but his bank accounts are free. So this dude's going homeless pretty much. So if you see him on the streets, tell him I said what's up and I reported on him. But next topic of the day is in the NBA, the standings of the West have changed surprisingly by having the OKC Thunder, led by Russell Westbrook and Paul George, as a 7th seed and only half a game above the San Antonio Spurs. In the Eastern Conference, it's very close between everyone in between 9th and the 7th and the 9th seed. 6th and the 9th seed, sorry. The Detroit Pistons are ahead half a game of the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets are ahead half a game to the Miami Heat. And the Heat are half a game above the Orlando Magic. Who is making the playoffs will most likely come to the last game. I hope the Heat make it. You know, Dwayne Wade's last season. You know, I'm a big Dwayne Wade fan. I always supported the dude from when he dunked on Anthony Varejao, I think that was his name, and stared him down, walked over him, to that 1 foot three point jump shot to end the game. I love Dwayne Wade. I hope he makes it to the playoffs for his last game, because you already know the fans are gonna be for him. He already sold out a bunch of jerseys, so I got one off eBay. So you already know that was tough, but. The Thunder, I'm kind of surprised about the Thunder because they were the third seed for the longest time. Then they started losing. Now they all the way to the 7th. How does that make any sense? Tell me, can someone tell me, please? How does that make any sense? But I believe Russell Westbrook can do some. This is probably why KD left anyways, because of Russell Westbrook. But hey, I ain't gonna say nothing. I like Russell Westbrook. Dude's always been yamming it. So, and Paul George. Paul George is having an MVP season. Just in case you want to know, just added that in. He's having an MVP season. He's one of the top three for MVP, along with Giannis, Antetokounmpo, and James Harden, one of my favorite players. So, everyone should pretty much know it's gonna be Giannis, but hey, we ain't gonna say nothing about that. Our next topic of the day is Lyft IPO net with surprise by some San Francisco drivers, which basically means the employers from Lyft that live in San Francisco can go and buy some expensive Bay Area homes. Lyft employees after the trade stock. I don't have the rest of it. I'm sorry. So pretty much, yo, I'm a joint Lyft. Shoot, if I could buy a home in San Fran, it's wraps, boys. Wraps. I'm only 16, so it's wraps, you know? I'm trying to get out of this house, you know what I'm saying? But hey, 2 years, I'm out of here. But that's the end of episode 4. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for coming back. Please, come back and listen. Come back and listen again for episode 5. It's going to be interesting. I got you on the top news. Anything you need. I'm your host, David Campbell, a.k.a. Marty Marr. And this is the Please, Miss Hames, Give Me an A on This Podcast, a.k.a. Second Take. And I hope you enjoyed. I'll see you guys later. Peace. What is up, everybody? It's your host again, David Campbell, a.k.a. Marty Marr. And welcome to Please, Miss Hames, Give Me an A on This Podcast. And welcome back. How y'all doing? Shoot, I'm living large right now. But if you're new, what's up? I hope your day is good. My day is good, so that means your day gotta be good, I think. But anyways, if you don't know how this works, go listen to the other ones, because I'm not explaining this again. But anyways, welcome to episode 5. Our first topic of the day is Disney trying to go against Netflix. They're trying to compete against Netflix. They're making their own Disney Plus, basically like Netflix. If you know how Netflix is arranged, Netflix is, you know, I got all different types of movies, all different types of their shows, this Netflix even got their own, they got their own shows and movies. So that's what Disney's trying to do. Disney isn't trying to put other shows on there. On theirs, obviously, it's just Disney shows, but still, they're still trying to compete. So Disney has, you know, their own movies, which is a lot. They got their own shows, which is a lot. Some may be dull than others. Hey, shout out to the Good Luck Charlie gang, you know what I'm saying? Phineas and Ferb gang, but yeah, that's what they trying to do now. They're trying to compete with Netflix, which is gonna be hard. Netflix is making bank right now, but to be honest, I don't know why they're trying to compete with Netflix, even though Disney literally probably makes way more money than Netflix. But yeah, Disney, it, you know, they kind of need to do something like this, honestly. Because the shows they making now, if y'all seen the shows they making now, I was whack, bruh. Like, they got some show called Andy Mack. I'm like, what is this? If you know, if you don't know what Andy Mack is, it's about some girl. Her parents are separated, I think. I think her parents are separated, so she's going through a tough time with that and school. So it's just a drama show, pretty much. It's not funny. It's not really drama, if you ask me. But I'm not throwing any shade. But also, Disney has this show called Sydney to the Max. That's about a dad. It's a, you know what, their concept on the show is kind of interesting. Because Sydney to the Max is about a single father taking care of his daughter. And he sees that his daughter is him, pretty much, except in the girl form. So it shows him, it shows the dad back in like 1990s, him being a kid, and then his daughter now. And they doing pretty much the same thing. And so the dad knows what to do. But it's kind of interesting. I see how people could do it. You know, Disney makes good shows, but they just get bad actors. I'm not, yet again, not throwing shade, okay? But, you know, but I'm glad Disney's trying to compete. You know, they should bring back the old shows like Good Luck Charlie, shoot, Wizards of Waverly Place, Phineas and Ferb, Fish Hooks was lit. You know, shows like that to give us, you know, teenagers back what we wanted, and these little kids, these bums, we don't want. No offense. But next episode is playoff time, baby. Playoff time. The Thunder and the Portland Trailblazers. Now, that is a good story. That's gonna be a good series, baby. But like, the Thunder, you already know Russell Westbrook and Damian Lillard, they both dislike each other very much, so you already know that's gonna be a good series. But honestly, I love Dame Dollar. Dame time, you know. If you don't know what that means, dude comes in clutch at the clutchest times, you know. But you know, I hope the Thunder win, honestly, because they should have been the third seed, but they've been taking mad L's lately, so I hope they do something to fix it. But like I said, it's kind of tough. So anyways, this is kind of a short episode only because there was not a lot of news today. So this is what y'all getting. So I hope y'all enjoyed episode 5. I hope y'all enjoyed episode 5. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for showing support. And yet again, I'm your host, David Campbell, a.k.a. Marty Marr. And this is the Please Give Me an A on this podcast. I forgot Miss Hames, a.k.a. Second Take. I hope you all enjoyed, and that's all. I'll see you guys later. Peace. What's up, everyone? It is your host, David Campbell, a.k.a. Marty Marr, and welcome to the Please, Miss Haynes, Give Me an A on This podcast. If you're back, what's up? How y'all doing? People that are showing support to me, thank you, because I'm getting paid, hopefully. But if you're new, I hope you enjoy. I hope your day is good. I hope your day is good. I hope nothing's going bad. like I said before, if you don't know how this goes, I'll explain it again. I'm telling you all the celebrity news, the sports news, the news, anything you need to know. But I'm doing the interesting things that I think is interesting, can help y'all out, or just in case y'all want to hear something cool, I'm here for that. So, welcome to episode 6, and our first topic of the day is James Bond. 25 is confirmed to come out in 2020, and Oscar-winning actor Rami Malek will play as the main villain. If you don't know who Rami Malek is, I think I'm pronouncing his last name wrong, but he's the dude, the main person in iRobot, or Robot, I think it was called, Robot. He's the main dude. Dude's a good actor. I'll give him that. I'll give the dude some props. Dude's a good actor. I'm not even going to lie. But James Bond, I've never seen a movie. I know about it, you know. Bond. James Bond. You know, that type of dude. You know, just in case you didn't know. But, you know, I believe the movie's going to be pretty lit. I would maybe watch it. Because I might have to watch the other movies first. But, yeah. James Bond is a big deal. He's been around for a very long time. Pretty sure. Maybe the 70s. Don't quote me on that. But I'm pretty sure it's a long time. So, you know, I'm excited. New movies coming out. Toy Story 4 is just announced. So that's going to be lit. You already know I'm finna watch the mug out of that. So, that's pretty lit. Next topic of the day is the series The Thunder and the Trailblazers. There were other series, but this is the most interesting. This is the most clutch. Again, like I said before, Dame Dala has came clutch, bruh. The series ended off a game winner from Damian Lillard. He did a sidestep from deep, bruh. Like deep. And wet that mug. Best believe Russell Westbrook and Paul George were salty than a mug. Dame Dala also had a playoff career high of 50 points. 5-0. I don't even think y'all understand how much that is, bro. 50 points in a playoff game where everybody's going hard and you score 50. But Dame Dala, I'm pretty sure he's one of the most slept on athletes. I mean, one of the most slept on NBA basketball players, period. People are probably now going for him now just because he scored 50 on him. But, yo, mad respect to Damian Lillard. The dude's a G. Like, I respect this dude. Dude's a G. But another NBA series that happened is the Nuggets and the Spurs. That series went all the way to game 7. I wish the Spurs won, you know, because I am from Texas and I love Texas teams, but my favorite Texas team is the Rockets, but still. That's crazy that a number 7 seed, a number 7 seed, the Spurs and the Nuggets. I can understand because the Nuggets, they have a very, very young team. Jamal Murray, very young. They're all, pretty much their starting lineup is pretty much under 25. So, that's pretty big. So, but, plus the Spurs, they have DeMar DeRozan, Rudy Gay. They, Greg Popovich, arguably the greatest coach of all time. I believe he's the greatest coach of all time. I believe that. But, you know, that's crazy. I hope they pull out in this one. I hope they pull out the dub. I hope the Spurs pull out the dub. But I don't know. The Spurs, I don't know. They're looking shaky. A little shaky, you know what I'm saying? So, I hope they win. And this is the end of episode 6 of the Please Miss Haynes Give Me a Podcast. give me an A on this podcast. Podcast, aka Second Take. And I'm your host, David Campbell, aka Marty Mar. And I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. If you haven't seen the other ones, look at the other ones. Those are pretty interesting. I think they're interesting, mainly because I'm saying it. But I hope y'all like this episode. I hope y'all enjoyed, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace. Everyone, welcome back. If you're new, what's up? I'm your host, David Campbell, aka Marty Mar. And welcome to the Please Miss Haynes Give Me an A on this podcast, aka Second Take. This is episode 7. Episode 7, dang. Y'all, if y'all been here and watch every and listen to every episode, you know, you loyal. You smart. Thank you. Anyways, this is episode 7. If you don't know how this works, I pretty much tell you all the news you need to know. The drama, the celebrity news, the sports news, and the news. So our first topic of the day is Prince Harry and Meghan Markle of the UK just had a baby. Congratulations. Congratulations. We all love babies. People are being racist towards the new baby, though. I'm pretty sure Meghan Markle is mixed, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up. But she's mixed. So if the baby's mixed, what's wrong with that? Yo, mixed people are cool. I like mixed people, you know. Where would we be without mixed people? Shoot, you know, Steph Curry. I ain't gonna call Steph Curry mixed. He is fully black, but he's as light as a mixed person. So Steph Curry, you know, I can't name any mixed people off the top of the dome, but Steph Curry, you know, so he's pretty cool, you know. I like the dude. Steph Curry, arguably the greatest shooter. Arguably the greatest shooter of all time. I'm pretty sure he is the greatest shooter of all time. But speaking of Stephen Curry's wife, Aisha Curry, went on this talk show, and she was saying some very unloyal things. She says she doesn't get any male attention anymore. I was confused because she is married, and really, Steph Curry's all she needed. But ladies, if y'all listening, help me explain why y'all need male attention. Help me explain, cause if you married to the dude you love, right? This is the dude you love. You should be happy with him. If you're not happy with him, don't be with him. If you want male attention, you got your dad, you got a cousin. Shoot, you ain't gotta go get new friends. Shoot, because I already know Steph Curry was mad about this, because I already know I was mad about that. I was like, male attention? You're mad about male attention? No offense to Steph Curry. This is his wife, after all. I am going after his wife, but Aisha, this is a one-on-one talk, me and you, Aisha, okay? Why? Tell me why. Why? I'm pretty sure you don't need male attention. You already got a son. That's all the male attention you need. Shoot, you can FaceTime Stephen, you know, when he's not doing basketball things. So that's all I'm wondering, okay? That's really all I'm wondering. But that's pretty much all about Steph Curry and Aisha, but I'm still kind of mad about that, low-key, but oh, back on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's baby. On Twitter, everyone was flaming on Twitter. I was like, this is just a kid. This is a baby. He don't even know how to speak yet. He don't even think about nothing yet. And y'all going after a baby? Like, this is why I don't like haters, okay? Haters, back off, please. If you hate on something, you try and do it. You try and do that. This dude's a whole prince. He's a whole prince. Dude just wanted the black girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with the black girl? shoot, I respect Prince Harry. You know, he is a prince after all. I just said that. My fault. But that's kind of tough. Still kind of tough. But speaking of Steph Curry again, the Warriors have just lost a Boogie to Marcus Cousins again. Dude got injured off of stepping off a paperclip. No, I'm just playing. But he got injured again during a game. It was a non-contact injury. He might be out for the whole playoffs, or he might be out for a whole round again. But Boogie just need to get those bones stronger. He need to drink some milk or something, bro. Because he ain't got clearly much calcium in his bones, bro. So he need to do something about that. So obviously Boogie, one of the best centers in the league right now. Well, not right now, but he was last year with the Pelicans. And obviously he made people mad when he went to the Warriors. So if you didn't know why he went to the Warriors, which is the best team, which is just stacked right now with 5 All-Stars. But the only reason he did was because he was salty and the Pelicans didn't give him a Supermax contract. And I was like, I probably would have done the same thing just to get everyone mad. He did that just to get everyone mad. Now he's injured for real. But he might come back. I'm not sure. I'm hoping he comes back. I like to see him play. So we're hoping for that. But that is the end of episode 7. I hope you all enjoyed. Again, this is please, Miss Hames, give me an A on this podcast voice crack, aka Second Take. This is your host, David Campbell, aka Marty Marr. And I hope you all enjoyed. If you haven't seen the other episodes, go watch those. Go watch those, please. Okay, but I hope y'all enjoyed. I hope y'all live in life. And that is all for this episode. I'll see you guys later, and peace. Hey, how y'all doing today? This is your host. Whoa. This is your host, David Campbell, aka Marty Moore. I'm gonna stop playing with y'all, but welcome back. This is please give me an A on this podcast, Miss Hames. That is in the wrong order. But welcome back. If you're here again, what's up? How y'all doing today? You know, y'all loyal. I love y'all. No homo to some of y'all, but if you're new, if you don't know how this works, I tell you all the celebrity news, the drama, the sports news, and the news. So, you know, today is all about sports. It's a sports, baby. So, Ja Morant, you know, he recently just had a surgery on his knee, surprisingly. And apparently he'd been playing on it all season, so he's getting surgery on it now, and that might put him down a couple draft stocks. And if you didn't know, the Pelicans got the first pick, the second pick is the Grizzlies, and the third pick is the Knicks. Everyone expected the Knicks to get the first pick, but they got finessed. So my dad's a big Giants fan, so you already know he was salty. But also, I got some friends in my class that call me Two-Tone. What's up, Gabe and Tanner? You know, they call me Two-Tone and New York Hypebeast. So, you know, what's up? So I got family down there, so you already know they was mad. But yeah, Ja Morant's going to have... So just because he had his knee surgery, you don't know how long he's going to be out for. So I hope Ja Morant comes back. You know, he also recently just signed with Nike. And he signed with Pennanili. I don't know how to pronounce it. But they that card, that basketball card game thing. But yeah, yo, Ja Morant's been making bank. And he ain't even getting the NBA yet. He ain't even got an NBA contract yet, and he's making bank. So shout out to him. This dude was a beast in college, so especially his sophomore season, his last season. Dude was a beast. So, you know, I hope he gets better. I want to see him strive in the NBA. I believe he could do good things in the NBA. And if he does it, That's kind of tough. He finna lose that Nike contract. That's all I'm finna say. Because ain't nobody wanna buy some bum shoes, but I'm gonna stop. Next topic of the day is Calvin Johnson. If y'all remember Calvin Johnson, Megatron, especially y'all in Michigan, so y'all should know who Calvin Johnson is, but dude might come back to the Lions. He might come back. He might come back out of retirement. So that's definitely gonna be lit. But apparently the only reason he left is because the Lions never gave him his money. Everything's all about money these days. So yeah, so apparently he hasn't gotten his money. So if the Lions give him some money, give him the money he deserved, especially since he was a beast of a wide receiver. I mean, shoot, his nickname was Megatron. Dude was a god. But I hope he comes back. You know, we need someone. We need a wide receiver that could, you know, definitely be Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, and all of them. You know, so I'm hoping he comes back. Dude made a bunch of great catches in his career, and I hope he makes even more. And he retired super young. He retired at like 31. 31 or 34 is one of those two. But all I know is that I hope he comes back. He could definitely help the Lions out. They definitely. So he retired early, so he still got some juice in him. You know what I'm saying? He got the gas. So I hope he comes back. You know, and speaking of the draft, you know, from the first topic, Zion, RJ Barrett, and Ja Morant. Those are the top three. Now, look, I want the Knicks to do better, so I'm hoping the Knicks get Zion, but we already know Zion's going to the Pelicans. Just in case you didn't remember, it's the Pelicans' first pick, second pick, Grizzlies' third pick. Knicks. I just hope they win, you know? I want the Knicks to do better, bro. Like, honestly. They the biggest market out of all of them. Besides the Warriors, they're the second biggest market. So it's gotta be kind of tough, you know? So the Knicks have been bad for the longest time. Once they always get someone good, they always lose them. So, or New York always getting some bad teams. Always in some bad teams. And always some bad players that don't even come. That just come out of nowhere. You never even heard the dudes. And they getting drafted like third pick. You're like, who is this? Right? Like, come on now. Who is this kid? But anyways, that's the end of episode 8. Wow, we really did 8 episodes. But yo, if you've been here for all 8 episodes and listened to all of them, thank you for supporting. And yet again, this is the Please Miss Haynes Give Me an A on This podcast, aka Second Take. This is your host, one more time, David Kemble, aka Marty Marr. And if you haven't seen other episodes, go listen to those. Those are pretty lit. I like them. Shoot, they pretty lit. So, you know, I hope you guys have a good day, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace. Yo, what is up? It is your boy, David Kemble, aka Marty Marr, and welcome back, if you're an old one. Welcome back to Please, Miss Haynes, Give Me an A on This podcast, aka Second Take. How are y'all doing today? You know, old people, how y'all doing? Y'all loyal, smart, you know. I hope y'all enjoyed these past few episodes I've been putting out. So, if you're new, if you don't know how this works, basically, I'm going to be telling you all the drama, celebrity news, sports news, and news. So, I hope y'all enjoy this episode 9. So, I hope y'all enjoy this one. But our first topic of the day is about this young man named Young Gravy. Young Gravy came out with a new song called Sensational. And I haven't listened to it yet, but Young Gravy is probably one of the biggest meme songwriters, you know, period, you know. He made Mr. Clean. I used him for my project. Song does go kind of hard. Me and my friends listen to him. And it's not, he's not from Texas. Trust me, he's not from Texas. But he makes some bangers. I'm not even going to lie. He can make some bangers, you know. He made Rotisserie. That song goes hard. Rotisserie goes pretty hard. But if you haven't listened to Young Gravy, give the dude a listen, you know. His songs are kind of like Lil Dicky songs. If you know who Lil Dicky is, he made Freaky Friday. So if you know who Lil Dicky is, his songs, Young Gravy's songs, are kind of like Lil Dicky's. You know, they're kind of childish. You know, they play around a little bit, but you know, at the end of the day, it's music, and we all love different types of music. And ooh, hola, yo, I know y'all hear that beat, but anyways, that beat is called Crazy Jazz. Jazzy, just in case you want to know, because it kind of go hard, I'm not even gonna lie. But speaking of music again, Polo G came out with a new album. This dude came out with a whole new album again, and it is called Turn Myself In. So, dude ready to go back to jail. He found another dude ready to go back to jail. Yeah, so let's just hope Polo G don't snitch on himself like freaking 6ix9ine and YNW Melly and all of them. So let's just hope he don't snitch on himself, because we don't want another rapper snitching on himself again. You know, Bobby Shmurda, you know. But let's just hope that does not happen again. But also, another sports news. If you guys don't know who Neymar is, he plays with Messi. Lionel Messi, Neymar. So apparently, Neymar, he'd been accused of rape. So, yeah, basically rap with an E. So he says it was a setup. Honestly, I believe it was a setup. Let's be real, I believe it was a setup, because you know these girls. No offense, it could be guys too, but it's usually girls, you know. It's people trying to take advantage of, trying to end people's career just because they're good, you know. They just try to end it. Everyone hears about these high school phenoms, you know, doing great, and then all of a sudden they mess with one girl and they going to jail. So I mean, like, come on now. Like, no one wants to go through that. It's just manipulative. Probably it was a setup. It may be, I believe it was a setup. So I hope Neymar does good. I hope Neymar didn't actually rap with an E to her. So I feel for the dude, you know. It's never happened to me before, you know. I'm only 16, even though it probably could happen to me, but it's not happening to me, okay? So anyways, the finals are coming up, you know. It's about to be the Raptors and the Warriors. Who expected that? Anyone expected the Bucks to go to the against the Warriors in the finals? I know I did, but hey, we finna see how that's gonna go. Also, KD's out. Yo, I mean, I don't like to prey on people's downfall, obviously. I love KD, he's a good player, but finally, that's all I gotta say. Finally, dude's out. Finally, someone actually has a chance to win besides the Warriors. I'm sick of the Warriors winning all the time, beating LeBron up, as LeBron ain't got no teammates, bro. I'm sick of it. Now we finally got a chance. Now I hope the Raptors win. I hope they win. I didn't report on this earlier, but Kawhi's been going off like crazy. The dude's been going off, but Kawhi, you know, especially he's in New Balance. That dude is with New Balance. Like, I might have to cop those shoes now just because he's with them. But anyways, that is the end of episode 9. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope the new people enjoyed this episode more than the others. If you do, tell me which one's your favorite, you know? I'd like to know. You know, give me some feedback. Tell me which ones is good and which ones is not. So, you know, I hope I hope everyone's having a good day. If you don't know what podcast this is Second Take Reverse, a.k.a. Please, Miss Hames, give me an A on this podcast. I'm your host, David Campbell, a.k.a. Marty Marr. And I hope y'all having a good day. Peace. Yo, what's up? It's your host, David Campbell, a.k.a. Marty Marr. How y'all doing today? This is the podcast. Please give me an A on... Please, Ms. Hames, give me an A on this podcast. A.k.a. Second Take. Yo, how y'all doing, old fans? How y'all doing? New fans, stand aside. I'm talking to my old fans right now. How y'all doing? You know, y'all been there for me, supported me. I was so surprised. Y'all made me so happy, bro. Almost put me into tears. Thank you. Thank you. But anyways, new fans, come back to the middle. I'm talking to y'all now. How y'all doing? Today, we talking about celebrity news. News, sports news, and drama. If you didn't know, that's pretty much how it works. What I just said, that's how it works. So, we got three big topics today. Three big ones. If you're a Super Smash Brothers fan, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have at least played it once. I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people have. But, yo, Marvel and Super Smash Brothers might do a collab. Imagine that. Mario versus Iron Man. Luigi versus Spider-Man. Hulk versus Donkey Kong. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be lit? That would change the game, people. Change the game. Yo, look, if you've played Super Smash Bros., you know it's changed over the years. Just the new one came out last year, I think. I played it. It was pretty lit, not gonna lie. But if Marvel joins, it's raps. Raps for any other game. Shoot, I'm getting a Switch and playing that. Like, come on now. Like, that's gonna be so lit. But anyways, second topic of the day. Kyle Lowry. We're talking about Kyle Lowry. This is not news specifically, but, you know, Kyle Lowry. Dude's been through it all, you know. He's the only Raptor standing now. You know, he went 7 years in Toronto. He wasn't even promised a starting job, and now look at him. Starting, you know, in the finals, finally. It took him 7 years, but he made it to the finals, and I'm proud of the dude. I hope he gets a ring with the Raptors. And, oh, speaking of the Raptors, they won game one. Look at that. Game one, they won by 9. Now, look, I know everyone's hoping the Raptors are winning because clearly the imperialism map, if you haven't seen it, look at it. It's literally every state besides Nevada and Cali. Those are the only two states that are going for Golden State. I'm with them because I'm just so sick of them winning all the time, bro. Like, who cares? Who cares about the Warriors now? KD leaving. Klay might leave. Draymond is staying, maybe. I'm not sure. But Boogie leaving too. So you know what? I'm happy. We can all finally breathe now without the Warriors coming down our throats. We can finally leave. Breathe. My fault, people. Our next topic of the day is Chris Brown, you know. Sea Breezy. I know y'all know my dude C Breezy, but he has a girlfriend. She's major cute, not even gonna lie. Amika Harris. And Chris Brown hints that she's pregnant. So that means Chris Brown gonna have another child. If you didn't know, Chris Brown has a daughter, very cute girl. I'm just saying that because, you know, little girls, you know, I want a daughter when I have a kid, I want a daughter, but I know that's too much info, but I'm just saying, but Chris Brown, you know, a lot of people like Chris Brown. I like Chris Brown. I love this dude's music. I've been listening to him since he started popping. So I hope they live a good life with their new, hopefully new child. I hope he ain't lying. First off, I hope he ain't lying, because we already got some people lying about pregnancies. So I hope they win. Wow, my fault, people. I hope they get the, I hope it's a girl, I hope it's another girl, so, or a boy that's exactly like Chris Brown. We gonna get Chris Brown too. So anyways, that's all today. If you guys want me to make new episodes, I'll make them, you know. I only need 10 episodes, so you know, if you like the podcast, tell me, you know, if you want me to make more episodes, I will. But since I'm here, I want to ask y'all, what is y'all favorite episodes so far? I might be making new episodes, maybe. And if more people come and listen to it, more people will come and listen to it. It'll be lit. But old fans, new fans, I might see y'all again. I might not see y'all again. But thank you for listening to my podcasts. Miss Hames, what's up? This is me and you right now. Everyone step aside, Miss Hames. You know, I worked pretty hard on this podcast, so please, as the title has said, everyone say it with me. Please give me an A on this podcast, Miss Hames. And that is all. I'll see you guys later. I hope you guys enjoyed these couple of episodes I've done. I've definitely enjoyed these episodes. So I'll see y'all later. Hope y'all have a good rest of the day. I'll see y'all later, and peace.